Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a tremendous book called Rawdatul Muhibbin, The Garden of the Lovers. And he has a chapter in there about the greatest bliss in the dunya, Iltihaq al-Arwah, yani the meeting of the souls. The meeting of the souls where the husband and the wife are in a state of intimacy, and he is and he doing his thing, and their souls are touching each other. He says this is with the woman that is halal for him than his wife. He said this is the greatest ladha in the dunya from the things of the dunya. It's the greatest pleasure in the dunya from the things of the dunya. He reminds her of this tremendous right that he has upon her. وَمَا يَلْحَقْوَهَا مِنَ الْإِثْمِ بِالْمُخَالَفَةِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ. And he reminds her of this sin that will fall upon her if she opposes him or if she disobeys him as regards this affair. Back to Ibn Qayyim. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the Salaf al-Salih, the likes of Layth ibn Sa'd, and how they were intimate with their wives frequently, daily, multiple times a day. They got a little bit more exercise back then. We drive around and we're in AC and stuff like that, right? We're not in shape. They're intimate with their wives multiple times a day. Layth ibn Sa'd is an older man, and other scholars of hadith as elder men used to be intimate with their wives multiple times a day. An-Nasa'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, the great scholar of hadith, he said the man, and he was past 60, 70 years old or something of the sort, and they said about him, he used to love to wear these green African thobes, and he had this particular thobe he liked to wear regularly, and he looked very nice on him. And this is the type of clothing he liked to wear. As an elderly man, he paid attention. He was dapper. He paid attention to his appearance like this. And they say, وَكَانَ مِنْ كَحَلِ النِّسَاءِ. He was a man who loved to marry the woman. And he loved to do everything that came, they said, after marrying those women. And frequently, multiple times through the day, he would be intimate as an old man. He'd be intimate with his wives and with his concubines and so on and so forth. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said elsewhere in his writings that anything that is done with kathra, and he hardens the heart and weakens the heart. Anything that is done too much, laughing too much. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, graded to be Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani, لا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. Don't laugh too much, because laughing too much kills your heart. Scholars, they say talking too much kills your heart. Socializing too much kills your heart. Eating too much, drinking too much, it weakens and kills the heart. He said the only thing that is done in the dunya, Ibn Qayyim said, that is done a lot, that there is no such thing as doing it too much, that doesn't harm your heart, is legal intercourse. Is legal intercourse. And he mentioned that there was a man from the Salaf that his wife complained about him because he wanted it too much. He wanted it too much. So they went to the Qadi. And I believe it was during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. They went to the Qadi, to the judge, to the Muslim judge. فَفَرَضَ عَلَيْهَا Sitta fi yawmi wa layla. So he made it compulsory upon her, okay, we're going to give a set number so he can't go past that. Right? There's six times in like a 24-hour period. Six times. Right? And so there's no such thing. And he has a person, per se, wanting it too much, like that. And some of the sisters, and they feel when their husband wants intimacy, so on and so forth, and that they're being inconsiderate, and a person should try to be intelligent. Some of our mashayikh have said, here's a beautiful article some years ago by Sheikh Jamal bin Farihan al-Harithi, hafizullah ta'ala. He said, you know, be mindful, especially if you have older children and they know what's going on. They see their mother coming out of the bathroom with wet hair, so on and so forth. Now you got single kids that are at the age of marriage in your house. You know, and they know what's going on. You know, be mindful. Have some type of diplomacy. So there's a such thing as, you know, not being any timely in what you're trying to do. But in general, the sisters have to appreciate. And you know, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given men a certain amount of desire. And you live in a land, and it is kafira, in a disbelieving land. And where there are women who are seeking the attention of your husband, everywhere he goes, just because that's how they are. Not because they're necessarily attracted to your husband, because as soon as the next person comes along, they're going to try to get their attention, and the next person, and the next person, and the next person. They want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to be noticed. Right? And they adorn themselves, and they spend an hour or two putting on their fake eyes, their fake eyelashes, drawing on any of their eyebrows, always looking surprised. Right? Shave the eyebrows and paint it all the way up there. I always look like she's surprised. Right? Surprised to see me? Adorning yourself, perfuming herself. You're tired, your hair is disheveled, you're unkempt, you're not keeping yourself up. There's somebody who wants the attention of your husband. There's somebody who wants the attention of your husband. So a sister has to be mindful of the plots and the games of the shaitan. And she has to make herself available for her husband. And she does that, ta'atan li rabbiha. She does that out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She does that out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he reminds her, and of this sin that will come about with al-mukhalafa wal-ma'asiyah, and with opposing any his desires, and disobeying the husband. وَمَا يَسْقُطُ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ حُقُوقِهَا مِنَ النَّفَقَةِ وَالْكِسْوَةِ. And he reminds a woman, any of what will occur, and if she doesn't fulfill his rights, the woman doesn't fulfill the rights and she is nashis. And the woman in the state of nushus generally doesn't have the right to anafaqa wal kiswa, doesn't have the right to be clothed and spent upon. Yani, they say, no money, no honey. Say, no honey, no money. Right? No honey, no money. So she's in a state of nushus. And she's in a state where she is nashes and refusing intimacy with the husband and so on and so